VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. A whistleblower complaint says President Donald Trump tried to get a foreign country to interfere in next year's presidential election and that the White House moved to lock down the information. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A redacted version of the whistleblower complaint at the heart of the Trump impeachment inquiry alleges the president pushed his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate rival Joe Biden and suggests a concerted White House effort to bury the details of their phone call.
That gave the whistleblower reason to believe that they, the White House, understood the gravity of what transpired in that call.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it a cover-up. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is dismissing the whole thing as more Democratic theatrics.
What in this case rises to impeachment?
Appearing before a House panel, acting National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire says the whistleblower did the right thing, but will not say if the allegations are credible, just that he's never seen anything like this.
This matter is unprecedented.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Acting Director McGuire defended his actions at a hearing on Capitol Hill Thursday. He told lawmakers he has complied with his responsibility to follow the law as he faced questions about why he initially blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. Zelensky says about the call, there was nobody pushing. Former President of France, Jacques Chirac, a veteran politician and champion of multilateralism, European unity, and Africa, died Thursday at the age of 86. The UN Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran has begun using advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a violation of a landmark agreement with world powers. The full story is on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan prepares for presidential elections on Saturday. Meanwhile,